Hello, I'm Amelia Dorsey with the David Owsley Museum of Art, and this is your Owsley Moment, brought to you by IPR and the Ball State School of Art. The David Owsley Museum of Art holds many treasures to enjoy that are beautiful visual descriptions of times past and present. Among that treasure trove is the Virgin and Child of the Apocalypse. Although the artist remains unidentified, the figure was carved by a South German or Austrian sculptor during the late 15th century. Standing at just under 2.5 feet tall and crafted from linden wood, the Virgin and Child of the Apocalypse was once vibrantly painted, but only traces of color are left behind. The young woman stands upon a crescent moon holding a small babe cradled in her arms. These elements echo the description of a sign of the apocalypse in the Book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 1, which is often associated with Renaissance images of the Virgin Mary and the Christ child. In our example, the young woman's hair falls in curls to her shoulders, and her clothing is carved into intricate folds that flow with her body, as if she were wearing layers of heavy cloth. Her smooth, chiseled skin and soft eyes showcase her youth and liveliness. She appears to be smiling whilst holding a stem in one hand, probably from a lost rose, and a newborn baby boy in the other arm, a depiction of motherhood that remains universal through present day. We'd like to thank Ball State student Carmela Brooks for her research. And if you would like to hear past episodes of the Owsley Moment, visit indianapublicradio.org. To learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.